Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. We are only an hour away from first pitch between a guy named Tarek and another guy named George.
That is an interesting kind of contrast there.
I'm watching TBS. And by the way, let me just state, the A-Rod, Jeter, Ortiz mashup on TBS is great.
Yes.
Those guys are really good. Together.
Yeah.
I don't know. They got a little, they got poor man's inside the NBA vibes.
Sure. I can see that.
And it's largely due to Ortiz because he's funny and loose. And I think he loosens up Jeter and A-Rod.
Well, and A-Rod tries and he's got good analysis. I think Jeter's kind of, he needs to take a Cobb out somewhere.
Well, I'm telling you, if you've watched him, Ortiz is getting that Cobb.
Yeah.
Slowly out of Derek Jeter's patoot.
It's tough to have one up there when David Ortiz is doing a Yankees lose.
He's so great.
Yankees lose.
Anyway, I was
I love Pedro on there, too.
Yeah, like, Petey.
They got great personality.
So I'm watching, is that Rosenthal? Not Rosenthal. Tom Verducci doing the report from the...
The Vooch.
From up there at the Pink. And the roof is closed.
Oh. Well, I think it's supposed to rain most of the weekend, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So, therefore, the roof is closed.
Makes sense.
Are you wondering? I know you are. The Mariners' record with the roof closed.
I was not wondering, but now I am.
Oh, you weren't? Do you know what it is, Schulte?
I actually do not.
Are they better with the roof open or closed? What do you think? Because I have both.
I mean, there's less games with the roof closed.
Yes.
So,
but it's about winning percentage.
Yeah, so let's just, that's what, let's say they're better.
They are better with it open.
Okay.
They are 119... Oh, no, sorry. 116 and 109 with it closed.
Are we doing something? Is there like the ball travels better or whatever when it's open via closed?
I don't know.
It does get a little colder in there, so I would assume that it kind of traps maybe a wind stream.
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now we're just throwing crap.
Let's wildly speculate. The ball will fly better now that it's closed. And does that help or hurt the Mariners?
Anyway, we can't wait. First pitch. Less than an hour away. Okay, our college football week 7 heat check continues. All right, so the first, which team is most on upset alert was Ohio State, Texas Tech, and Texas A&M, and you said Texas A&M against Florida.
Yes.
Part 2, which team is most on upset alert? BYU is headed to Arizona.
Yeah.
USC is hosting Michigan, or Alabama, who is at Missouri.
Yeah, I'm going to say Missouri because I think Missouri looks damn good right now. And we've seen Alabama get bullied here a little bit. And I don't know if you've watched any of Missouri. Dude, Missouri is tough and they can run the ball.
Yeah, I saw them absolutely. So KU got up on them by, I think we were up 17.
Yeah.
Maybe less. Maybe it was 14. And Missouri proceeded to just put their foot on the throttle.
Yeah.
And beat us by double digits.
Well, they've got
Ahmad Hardy.
Hardy is their running back, and Mike.
You know, he was a zero star recruit.
Was he really?
Yeah. Read up on Ahmad Hardy, the Missouri running back. It's an amazing story.
Watch that guy. The three best backs in the country are Haynes up at Michigan, Hardy, and then I think Jonah Coleman in UW is criminally underrated, but because they don't use him. But dude, that Ahmad Hardy just does not go down. That guy is a beast. And Pribula is playing really well, and Bama. The last couple of weeks, Bama has looked really, really good. But I've also seen Alabama under Kalen DeBoer, it's highs and lows. And
but he's really good against ranked teams.
He's really good against ranked
teams.
I think
the number is 17-3.
And their defense is not. You can move the ball, and so that just I think
good
that
game.
And it's at Missouri, by the way.
Yeah.
And Alabama's coming off the big emotional win last week, which was huge for them. I mean, it you know, it was like Georgia and then Vanderbilt, and it was like, oh my God, and now this is the third one. This is the thing about the SEC that I do think is real. Like, Georgia was a season saver, and then you're Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt got you last year, and that was a big emotional game, and you get that, and now you kind of, do you take an exhale, and now you have to go on the road and play a Missouri team looking to kind of make their name. I think this is a tough spot for Alabama. And I really liked what Missouri is doing so far.
Certainly an interesting spot.
You're
right, because the Vanderbilt game shouldn't have been a big game for Alabama, but it was. Because one, they're good, and two, they beat them last year.
Yep.
So this is a big one. I would say this about Missouri. They are, and you know how I hate Missouri,
oh, yeah.
but I'm trying to be impartial.
Bunch of ninnies from that state.
Bunch of banjo playing nins. But they are, so you know there are 136 FBS teams, right?
Yes.
Do you care to guess where Missouri's strength of schedule ranks right now after five wins?
I think
there are 136 teams.
Yes. I'm guessing 115th.
How about 150th? And do you know what that means? That means that 14 schools from FCS have played a harder schedule than Missouri.
Well, I'll bet you, like, because, I mean, like, Portland State schedules people and just, you know, takes their ass whooping. But, yeah, some of those schools have to play big-name schools and take paychecks. I think their best win so far, right, they've beaten Kansas and they've beaten South Carolina. So, again, this is one of those. If you're Missouri, this is where you prove your worth. And Alabama has already played three big games. Right, they had the Florida State game, you had Georgia, and you had Vandy. So the question becomes, like, is this one of those where it's a tough spot, or is this where Missouri is like, oh my God, we're playing the varsity this week? And you're on the road at Missouri. I think this is a tough spot. The other one too is, I'm absolutely concerned over this, and that is USC.
Oh, you don't think they'll beat Michigan?
They should. They should.
They're favored.
What, two and a half?
Yeah,
right,
2.5.
Problem that I have with USC is they still haven't figured it out. You can push them around. Illinois, that game wasn't that close. Illinois was better. Illinois fumbled twice going into the end zone, and they absolutely manhandled USC up front. And I really thought their defense had taken a bigger step forward than apparently what they have. And Michigan can't do much from the quarterback position. I mean, Underwood's, he's a freshman, and against a good team like Oklahoma, he looked completely lost. But the one thing that Michigan can do is Michigan can still, in a shocking development, Michigan runs the ball. And we mentioned Hardy. Justice Haynes, if Hardy isn't the best back in the country, I give you Justice Haynes. And they have two backs that are averaging more than 5.5 yards a carry. I think Bryce Underwood's averaging almost 7 yards a carry. And they are going to come out and make USC prove that they actually have some lead in their ass. And I'm not certain that they do. You know,
but if you're USC, don't you also have to make Michigan prove that Bryce Underwood can beat you on the road?
Yes.
Because you're going to load up.
But I go back to last year. USC had them beat at Michigan. They had them beat. And Michigan got the ball needing to go like 80 yards, and that was when they were doing the two quarterbacks that couldn't throw the ball at all. I have never seen a team run a two-minute offense by running the football, and yet that's what Michigan had to do. Everyone and their grandmother knew that Michigan couldn't throw the ball, and they didn't. They went the length of the field running the football on a two-minute drill to win that game. And so USC should be better than Michigan. They really should. They're at home. But you said upset alert. I am literally terrified that Michigan is going to run for 325 yards and beat USC, because USC's offense is really good, but you can't score if you're sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah.
If I'm a USC fan, this terrifies me that this is like 21-17 and USC only gets like 7 possessions.
Yeah, I don't really get why they're favored. I mean, kind of a smelly line,
yeah.
A bit like the Texas-Oklahoma line.
Yeah.
So which team is most on upset alert? BYU at Arizona, USC against Michigan or Bama at Missouri?
I don't think it's BYU. Arizona, whatever. BYU's defense is really good, and I think their freshman quarterback's getting better. I don't think BYU maybe has the top-end talent to beat like a Texas Tech. I'm not worried about Arizona. I think they'll be fine. It's a flipping coin. I guess I'll just say USC because I cannot trust USC. I keep waiting for Lincoln Riley to figure it out, and maybe that's on me. I just assumed when he went there that that was going to be the awakening of USC. But we may be at the point.
Their offense is number one in the country.
Their offense is really good.
Yeah.
We may be at the point with USC, if they lose to Michigan, and because they're in this weird spot where they're now playing good, not great teams, right? They lost to Illinois, and then they got Michigan, and I think they have Notre Dame after that as well. They're in this weird spot where those are good teams, but they're not like uber elite teams. If USC is back, those are games, at least two of those three that you should win. We keep waiting for USC to be the old USC. And I guess when you look at the last 25 years, they may not be. They may be closer to Wisconsin, you know, because Wisconsin or a school like that is, you know, every hand, they're good most years, right? They win 8-9 games. And then every so often, right, every couple of years, they you know, they have a great season. They go to a Rose Bowl, something like that. But aren't really elite. If you look at the last 30 years outside of Pete Carroll, that is USC. There are just some years it's a 7-win. Other years it's 8 or 9. Occasionally they have an off where something pops and they win 10 or 11. But this idea that USC is just this sleeping giant, I'm starting to kind of realize that maybe that's fool's gold, and I keep falling for it.
All right, which quarterback has the biggest weekend? We'll get to that next. And Kent State UMass, the breakdown you didn't know you needed, next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we will break down Kent State UMass because it's important.
It is for me.
And me too. I want to report to you that I have a bet on that game.
Did you go against me?
Well, we'll talk about
it. All right.
Okay.
By the way, on a totally random like Kent State sort of tip, there is a game tonight that if you're just looking for something to watch.
North Texas. Yeah.
Yeah.
They play South Florida.
They play South Florida, and that has, I'm telling you, that has playoff implications.
Yeah, because North Texas could go undefeated.
Yes.
And South Florida, we all know they're the team that beat, they beat Florida, right?
They beat Florida.
Who else did they beat?
They beat two teams. They beat, they got two pelts on their wall.
Florida State? No. Yeah, no, Miami kicked their ass.
Yeah, Miami got
them. They beat Boise.
They hammered Boise at the start of the year, right?
Yeah,
they beat Boise and they beat Florida. Miami kicked their ass, and now they're into conference play, Sac State, Charlotte. But remember, someone is going to obviously the highest ranked team. They've already kicked the crap out of Boise State. They're in the same conference as South Florida. South Florida is ranked. They're like 24th in the country, and so this game. This game has serious implications.
It's in Denton.
Yeah.
And they are calling it the biggest game in North Texas football history.
Yeah.
Tonight. Tonight.
They're going to get ranked. And by the way, this the Meastmaker guy, their quarterback, the freshman there?
Yeah, we've talked about him.
Yeah, he is about to make himself on national television. He's about to make himself about $3 million because he's going to be the quarterback at Penn State or he'll be the quarterback at Oklahoma. He ain't going to be at North Texas next year.
He was another one who was like fourth string. Remember we talked about him? He was like fourth string. And this coach at North Texas has a way of finding diamonds in the rough.
Yeah.
He found Cam Ward and So yeah, you're right. That's a good little Friday night football game.
So just keep an eye on that. And by the way, if you're Oregon State, this is what I'm saying. Go find the guy at North Texas.
You think that guy's leaving for Oregon State?
Well, unfortunately now because of,
I don't know that he is.
Yeah, it's possible. But like that's the sort of thing. Go find the guy that finds those quarterbacks. Like you want to excite your fan base. Whether North Texas ends up doing this or not, North Texas is really fun to watch. Win or lose, they're putting up points. And that's what you need down there in Corvallis to light a fire under someone's ass. Go get that guy.
Which quarterback has the biggest weekend? Arch versus Oklahoma, Mateer versus Texas, Mendoza versus Oregon, or Pribula versus Alabama?
But that's pretty good. It ain't going to be Arch.
And I didn't put Dante Moore in there for a reason.
Yeah. It's not going to be Arch. I think
Arch is in trouble.
I think Arch is in trouble. His...
But Mateer's kind of hurt, and Texas is,
I know,
good defense that probably is a little pissed off.
I don't think it's that. I think that's going to be close.
Then you got Mendoza?
Yeah. Yeah. It might be Pribula. I think that's, you know, you can score. The Alabama defense is good. It's not what it once was. And maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll go with
Pribula.
Because you said that you're not talking about like who's going to win
the biggest weekend.
The biggest weekend. I just don't know. I mean, obviously, I think Indiana's offense is really good. Can they hold up for four quarters on the road? And Missouri's at home. And that's less about having total faith in Pribula and more of, I don't know, those other ones kind of worry me a little bit. That's unsuckable. But we saw an athletic quarterback in at Florida State. We saw them carve up Alabama. We saw Georgia move the ball with a mobile quarterback. Although they did a nice job at Vandy, although some of that was turnovers. So yeah, I'm sticking with that.
Okay, does Kent State get its second win to go over 1.5 season win total against UMass? Now, I have to lay this out for you.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, you're like, why the hell are you talking about this game? Because this is an epic battle of crap. Kent State's offense is ranked 130th out of 136. They are averaging 13 points per game. UMass's offense is ranked 136 out of 136. They are averaging 6.5 points per game.
My God.
Kent State's defense is ranked 136th out of 136. They are giving up 50.8 points per game.
Now, to be fair, that's...
UMass's defense is ranked 126th out of 136. They are giving up 38 points per game. What gives?
Look, the correct side of this line is clearly my golden flashes.
Kent State, by the way, if you're wondering, favored by 2.
Boom.
Why are they favored? But UMass can't be favored.
Here's why. Battle tested.
It is. You know what? You're actually right. It's strength of schedule.
Yes. So UMass, up until this point, I believe their big one is Missouri and Iowa, correct?
I don't know. I'm looking. Yeah. I am scrolling.
All right. Just
hold on. I'm scrolling the college football Sagarin ratings.
Yeah.
And on SAG, they have a strength of schedule rank. Yeah. Okay. I found Kent State at number 220. That means that Kent State is, because there's 136 BS teams.
Yeah.
That means Kent State, if I can do some quick math, 40, 60, 80, there are 64 teams that are FCS that are better than Kent State.
Look,
and I still have to scroll to find UMass.
Bottom line is this.
Dude.
Battle tested. Kent State has faced Texas Tech.
Yep.
Florida State.
Yep.
Oklahoma.
Yep.
And Miramax.
They have the number 5 toughest schedule
yes.
in all of college football. They do.
So I'll tell you what, UMass doesn't know what they're walking into.
I think you're right.
They're not ready. Kent State's not going to be shocked by anything UMass sees.
Dude, I wanted to tell you. I waited to tell you this.
You're on board. Let's go.
I am with you. I have bet.
Yeah.
Kent State minus 2.
Woo!
It's the lock of the weekend.
Yes.
There's no way UMass wins.
And I wish you could have gone on this ride with me and Buckley.
Well, I am now.
Now you're with us.
It's just a one game ride instead of Well, because you ain't Kent State ain't winning if they.
This is our opportunity.
This is your only chance.
Look, if they lose this one, I feel like my bet is in some trouble. So yes, this is the game of the week. This is the Sukannik game of the week, where the Golden Flashes prove all the haters wrong and they get to two big wins.
So I'm still looking for UMass on. There they are. Okay. Oh, okay. So their schedule. So Kent State's schedule is fifth toughest.
Yeah.
UMass has played the 79th toughest.
See, battle tested, man.
So they are slightly actually ahead of Kent State in the Sagarin ratings.
And
at 214.
Not only does Kent State have the big win over Merrimack, which, dude, I'm telling you, that's a slugfest.
Nobody beats Merrimack.
They only lost by 3 to Buffalo. You know, they're getting better. They're getting better.
Okay, two more on our heat check. Does Oregon hold serve at home v. Indiana?
Yes, I think they do.
They get the win.
Yeah, they're 22-1 under Dan Lanning at home, I believe. I really like watching Indiana. And I was kind of an Indiana hater at the start of the year just because I really disagree with the way they're it's the Bill Snyder thing. I hate that they play nobody. But you got to give them credit. They are really well coached. I love their schemes. And Cignetti is doing amazing things there. And if I were a school that needed a coach, I would back the truck up and go get Kurt Cignetti. That being said, when last year they played two elite teams, high-level teams, Oregon-level teams, Ohio State and Notre Dame, they were just pushed around. They just do not have the athletes. And this is still a good Indiana team. There's NFL talent at all three levels on both sides of this. They do not have the depth. And I went back and watched a good hunk of that Iowa game where I think they scored 20. Iowa dominated the interior of that game. Like, Indiana's interior line could not block Iowa, and especially their right guard. Oh, my God. It was rough to watch. And Oregon's D-line is better than Iowa's. And so I just think up front, Indiana is going to struggle. Even if this is a game, I think Oregon wears them down and leans on them. And it's a tough environment. I just don't think Indiana has the boys up front. I think the skill position, and I think their secondary and linebackers, I think they're right there with Oregon. I don't believe the Hog Mollies are there. And I think they get pushed around again and Oregon wins.
Does Oregon State get its first win?
No.
Versus Wake Forest?
No. Wake Forest is actually sneaky good. They're 3-2 and they're pesky. Their losses have been close losses.
Is that Jake Dickert?
That's Dickert. And I don't know. I'd like to think that Oregon State bows their back here and shows some pride. Dude, they're going to get 10,000 people at that game. I don't want to kick a dog when they're down, but I don't think this is the one.
But
next week, Lafayette.
Yeah.
Beat them, right? There you go.
Well, it is a four-game homestand, so they're meeting Wake Forest, Lafayette, Washington State, and then Sam Houston the next 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they have a bye in there. So, they could rattle off a couple wins in there for sure.
I'll say this. They're 6-6. They should be 3-3.
They're 0-6.
Oh, yeah. What did I say?
You said they're 6-6.
Sorry. They're 0-6. They should have beat Fresno State. They should have beat Houston, and they should have beat App State. So it's not as if like they're void of talent, and I just think they're poorly coached. They make too many mistakes.
Hey, they fired the special teams guy.
Yeah, dude, that whole thing just needs a hard reset. So, I mean, Wake Forest should not overwhelm you, but Fresno State, Houston, and App State didn't overwhelm you either, and you still lost to them. It's not a good team. They're not well coached. They don't execute well, and they don't have any identity on either side of the ball. And I swear to God, Malik Murphy at least 3 times a game. Remember that old when you would, like a kid, you'd play 500? Remember that?
Yeah. You just I love
get,
500.
Yeah, you get a group of kids and someone says, you know, 250, and then you throw the ball straight up in the air, and then it's just, he does that at least 3 times a game. I don't know why. I don't know what part of the game plan that is, but he just randomly decides at times to throw the ball straight up in the air to a big crowd of people. It's very puzzling to me.
And there is your college football week 7 heat check. Thank you. Thank you so much. Coming up next, it is time for In the News. We have the latest on the South Portland helicopter crisis.
Is there a frog involved in this?
Ooh. I don't know if we can get to it today. Yeah. Maybe we can. I saw an interview with the chicken suit guy.
Oh, chicken man, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I personally am more of a frog guy, but you know.
Willamette Week did an interview with him. He's 26 years old.
Of course he is.
Yeah. And, well, okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Let's stay on track here. Yeah. In the News is coming up next. Here's Schultz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up a little bit later, Joey Harrington will be on our show, talk a little bit more about Oregon, Indiana. We have very big Long John Silver's news that dropped today.
When's the last time we had hot Long John Silver's news?
It's been a while.
Like the restaurant?
Yeah.
Well, what, yeah. What
no,
do you?
Not the pirate. Yeah.
It's been a while, man.
Hello.
Hello, McFly.
Some hot Skipper's news maybe coming next week while I'm gone. I'm not going to lie. I could go for a Skipper's two-piece right now. A little clam chowder.
I know where you can find one.
There's still a Skipper's out there?
We'll get to it in the club.
Schultz with a Skipper's tease.
It is October 10, 2025. It's time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Yeah! Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. ladies, please. Thank you. Please be seated and all rise. Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Hug a Drummer Day.
Oh.
Which drummer would you like to hug?
Oh, God.
Who do you want to hug?
It's interesting. I don't.
Your boy Lars?
I don't know. I don't think he would like to hug me. He's a bit temperamental.
He seems like a douche.
Let's go the most local one. Dean Castronovo for Journey.
There you go.
From Salem, baby.
Boom!
Nice guy.
Can I hug the memory of the great Taylor Hawkins?
Sure. You could hug his son. He's a drummer.
Yeah, that is true. If I saw him, I would like to give him a hug because I love Taylor. He was greatness.
It is also
Dave
World.
Grohl?
Yeah, he's a drummer.
He's a drummer. Damn.
It is also World Egg Day. I have egg trivia prepared for you.
Hot egg news? All right.
Why do we eat so many chicken eggs but not duck or turkey eggs? Do you know the answer to that?
I do not know the answer to that.
It's because chickens lay more eggs,
mm-hmm.
and they need less nesting space. And it's easier to collect because they aren't good moms. They don't care about their kids.
So it's just mass produced.
Yeah, they're just like, whatever, take them.
Whereas
the turkeys and ducks will fight you.
Yeah, I feel terrible when I see the chickens on the road, like the cage chicken. That bums me out. Look, I'm not going to stop eating chicken tendies, and I'm not going to stop eating eggs on pretty much everything. Asians put eggs on everything. Like, you're going to, if you come into my house to eat, you're going to get rice and there'll be an egg somehow involved. It's just the way it is. But I do generally feel bad. I thought about getting some free range chickens in my yard and then I get my own eggs, but then I'm like, yeah, I don't want to deal with that.
Which two states produce the most chicken eggs in the United States?
I'm going to say California or Texas.
Wrong.
Like Kansas or Nebraska, Midwest somewhere?
It is in the Midwest.
Okay.
Iowa. And Ohio.
Oh. Okay.
A lot of chickens in Ohio.
Didn't we have some chicken shortage because we had to kill a million chickens? That was one of the things. There was some chicken farm that had a chicken, a disease outbreak. We had chicken AIDS.
It was bird flu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had to genocide all these chickens.
It's chicken.
The South Portland Choppers that everyone's hearing. And by the way, we live not too far from the ice building.
Yeah. Can you hear them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not as bad as it is for the people down there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty loud. The Choppers, they are saying, are the... So the ice building protests. Yeah. You know, all this stuff. There's a bunch of helicopter noise down there now that's that the residents are fed up with.
Yeah, there's a Black Hawk down there, like, yeah, circling stuff.
And it's the feds.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people were thinking maybe it was local news or something the Port of Portland could control, but it isn't.
No.
It's the feds. And the frustrating thing for residents is they're very loud. They're oftentimes flying pretty low. And sometimes they have lights that shine right into their windows down there.
Yeah, I know someone that lives down there, and they said occasionally their windows rattle. And they're on one of the they're on one of the top floors, and yeah, they said it, there's times it's not. They said it's not like every night, but
penthouse friend, huh?
I think they're two below that, but it's up there. And they said yeah, the windows rattle, and they're not thrilled about it. I'm still not exactly sure why we need a Black Hawk helicopter. I'm not certain of that.
That's the thing, is like, what
do we need air support for the chicken man?
What are they doing?
I don't know. I don't know what anyone's doing. I get the idea that if there's people lobbing, like, you know, the gasoline cocktails, the Molotovs, or like, I mean, I get it. If stuff's popping off and you got armed people and people are trying to storm, I get that.
For a heli, but what would the chopper do?
Well, I guess the chopper
shoot him out. I mean
you could,
what?
Or you can provide an aerial view, but can't you just get that with a drone? Dude, look, the chopper being there is just small penis behavior. It's a show of, look how badass we are. We've got a copter, and so here we go. Like, there's none of this makes any sense to me.
The other frustrating element for people that live down there is there's just no one to, I mean, you can't.
No.
There's nothing you can do. There's no one to call.
No
one to complain to.
How is it that when our city 5 years ago was actually in serious trouble, that these measures,
Well, we had a different president.
It's just stunning to me that
Or maybe we didn't. Actually, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
You're right.
I just don't.
That should tell you all you need to know.
I just don't get it, man. I just don't.
Got some bad outdoor gear retailer news.
Uh-oh. Like, I'm going to have to go to the Bass Pro Shop instead of my
Orvis
local.
Is closing.
Oh!
Yeah.
Really?
The fishing joint.
Shutting down?
Yeah.
Are they still making, like, gear, or just the stores closing?
They're closing nearly half of their retail locations nationwide, and there's one in Lake Oswego. I actually popped in there one day. I was strolling in that little mini mall over there where it sits. And I'm like, hey, what's that? Orvis. I'm like, oh, check it out. And I went in there, and I ended up buying a fishing shirt.
Yeah. Orvis has
And of course, I don't fish.
No, but it's...
But it's a great little shirt.
Yeah, Orvis has nice stuff. We had my late wife, she had a Jeep that was a... What are they? You know, like Eddie Bauer does the Ford. You know, they do like the collabs. We had an Orvis Jeep Grand Cherokee. It was nice. And Orvis makes nice clothing.
Well, apparently they're not making any money.
Mm. Well, I think it's a crowded market, man.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a lot
of REI.
Yeah, you got REI, and again, Eddie,
Patagonia.
Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff. Fjord Ravens out there now. You got the Swedes entering into it. It's a crowded market.
Versace.
You know, I mean, dude, the up and comers, man. All the boutique brands.
We are about a half hour away from Joey Harrington. Sister Jean news.
Yeah.
Long John Silver's news.
We're 5 minutes away from Schultz's having his headband right up his ass because he's going to be so puckered with this.
I think I'm already puckered.
Hey, we have new Mark Sanchez stumble video.
Yeah, yeah.
God, it's a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Right now, though, it is in the news October 10, 2025. Time for one more story here. And it is of the positive variety.
I like that.
The Stoller Group has broken ground on a five-story, $50 million wine country hotel.
Oh.
In McMinnville.
Okay.
Yeah. The Marriott AC Retreat at Evergreen will be built on the McMinnville property that includes the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum and the Wings and Waves Water Park.
I thought that water park shut down.
No, it's still open.
That's still open?
Yeah, and then you got the Spruce Goose out there.
I've been to the water park a couple times. I've never actually been in the Spruce Goose.
Oh, yeah?
No. Is it worth...
It's been so long. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
Huge.
I mean, it's neat to see. See, I thought you were saying, like, the hotel. I thought I could stay the night in the Spruce Goose. If you told me that I could rent out, like, a couple bunks, like, you did that into, like, a, you know, you got, like, a little party in there, like a hostel style, I'd stay a night in the Spruce Goose. You tell me, you give me a bottle of, Old Crow, you know, like hobo style, bundle stick in there, cruising around in the Spruce Cruise. I'd do that.
Am I wrong that there are, like, I know you have the Allison Inn, which is super fancy.
Yeah, it's real nice.
But are there enough hotels out in wine country?
No.
You know, I don't think there are.
There's a couple fancy ones.
Well, the Allison is really nice.
Yeah,
really
well, nice. And then there's another kind of resort area. But no, it's like a tiny boutique here and there.
Yeah.
I'm the wrong guy because the BTJ loves going out there. And I just don't. It's just not my gig. Like, we drive out there, and then we sit down and, like, we drink wine. That's just not a day for me. It seems like a long way to go to just sit and look at some pretty countryside that I can see lots of different places. And then we drink a lot of wine that someone tells me is nice and expensive because it's local. And I don't know, it just doesn't, the wine country thing doesn't quite grab me the way it does others.
Well, you got to be into the wine.
And I don't mind wine. It's just, I don't know.
I love it.
The idea of driving an hour and a half to go drink wine for the sake of just drinking, well, here's a different wine. And I'm like, well, I really like that one. No, you have to drink these six other. Well, I kind of like that one.
Well, what you're trying to do is get the essence of the wineries.
Yeah.
You know, and you're a lot of times you're listening to the winemaker, him or herself, talk about the wine that they make. You got to really like wine.
It's just
to
not,
enjoy it. There's a lot of great stuff out there.
Yeah, there
it's really unique. I don't know how many people know how unique our wine country is worldwide. Like, we have some of the best Pinots in the world because of our countryside out there, and it's special.
My gal belongs to, like, because she does, like, the memberships. She belongs to a couple of them out there, and her and her gals go out there, and
that's
it's a whole
the thing. When you go out there, you get roped into the memberships, and boy, you know, you can rack those up fast.
The amount of wine, I have a big liquor barrel. I have an old whiskey barrel that I use in my liquor cabinet. It is full of, because every month or whatever, she goes out there, whatever, 6 weeks, and we just come back with all this wine. I'm like, we can't drink this wine fast enough. Like, we don't drink that much wine. But she loves because when you're a member, then you get exclusive this, and you get to go to this event. I don't know. It's not in my wheelhouse.
I have a little late breaking news. Oregon Live has interviewed the pepper sprayed frog from the ICE protests.
The furry frog?
No, he's not furry.
No,
it's like a big inflatable frog costume.
Yeah.
He was pepper sprayed.
Yes.
The other night. And he said, I've definitely had spicier tamales. That's what he said about being pepper sprayed.
The frog is having a moment right now. People are making memes, but I wonder, is the frog upset that the chicken is stealing some of the frog's spotlight, or are they cool sharing it?
No, they're cool. We don't have time right now, but later we can get into the interview that the Willamette Week did with the chicken man.
Yeah.
The guy in the chicken suit. And he says, they're all in this together. Like, I don't know that they know each other.
Yeah.
But he is saying that it's great that everybody down there is doing bits, and that's part of their whole operation, is that they're trying to send the message that this is all a joke.
Yeah.
You are a joke. Like, we are making you a joke by dancing around in chicken and frog outfits.
I like that.
They are now making T-shirts that say Rage Against the Machine and selling them down there, and it's the frogman staring, like, face-to-face with a federal officer. Again, Frog Guy, I feel like Frog Guy is the star of that.
They are making a mockery of the whole situation, and it's fantastic.
That's spicier tamales. God bless Frogman.
And that is in the news for October 10, 2025.
Oh my God, I'm excited.
Mariners' first pitch is moments away. We'll get a Schultzy vibe check. And who Oklahoma patterned its revamp after might surprise you. That's coming up on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.